news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We do have WinterNet posted today. A lot of schools were going to try to meet in person today. Some are closing altogether, but others are going virtual. So we have the WinterNet list at WKOK.com. And we just added Sunbury Christian Academy closed today. So that's the very latest to announce that they're not going to open the doors and give the kids a snow day to go out and play in the snow. On the news line with us now, Megan Beck is here. She's a very active Sunbury businesswoman. We've seen her as part of the ownership of the Edison Hotel and a number of other endeavors and properties in Sunbury. Very active in the community. I've worked with her on Sunbury Revitalization and River Festival projects over the years. And she's also president of the board of the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. So, Megan, good morning. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, I do appreciate you calling in. I don't think I've spoken to you in a year, so there's just a tiny bit of relief right there to know that all these good volunteers are out there. Well, let's talk about the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. It seems as though this is something where every so often it pays us to kind of go back to the beginning and talk about what it is, sort of do the frequently asked questions. Can you reintroduce our audience to what this great community college effort is?
Yes. So Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project, their mission is to establish our own regional community college serving a four-county area, Snyder, Union, Northumberland, and Montour counties. So, you know, I've heard a lot of sort of misunderstandings or misinformations over the, even just the past month, and it's really tough, you know, to kind of break through that. For instance, one comment I heard was, you know, this is about it being perhaps a Sunbury project, and it's definitely not a Sunbury project. It's a multi-county project, and truly a multi-county redevelopment project. There's so few chances to bring state and federal money to a region, with a little bit more than just committing funds. So those of us who've fought for grants know that that is a huge challenge. But because the state's determined that we have to have local sponsorship, if we prove the need, the funds will be matched. My hope is that that we are able to do that. And there's also potentially federal funds reducing community college costs as well. So without our own community college, we'll be completely cut out of that.
So really, not a Sunbury Community College. That might be one of the biggest myth-busting that we got to do this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. The other thing I get asked a lot is, like, where's the first location going to be? Because, you know, it is a four-county region, you know, and we probably will have a main campus, like, with administration in Sunbury, but we are very committed to a hybrid model that combines a technology classroom, in-person classroom, so that we can have a teacher or teaching out in Middleburg, and then perhaps students in Sunbury attending electronically. But our key is that we want to have classrooms in multiple communities, making sure that accessibility. I mean, community college, one of the huge A's of community college is accessibility, and we want to make sure that we're there for all the students and all the counties participating.
Well, yeah, if there's one thing we learned last year, was that electronic connections and Zoom and WebEx and all that stuff really works if it's applied to the right setting and the right individuals are on board the discussion. Can you, let's even step back a little bit farther and kind of reiterate the mission of the community college. You mentioned the idea is to have this locally owned, resilient, and agile local community college here. Is there a stated mission that even overviews that?
Well, we've kind of been focusing on the four A's of community colleges. We need an economic game changer for our region, and everyone on our board is committed to that and is aware of that. Many of our board members have been on since the start of this project over 10 years ago, so committed to making this happen. One is that it's affordable. It's the first A, is affordable. It's affordable for the taxpayers, and it's affordable for the students. The other is that it's accountable to our region, so we get to make the decisions locally with the best for our employers. One that's adaptable to serve those changing needs of employers, like new certifications. You know, let's say during the COVID crisis, if we'd had a community college launched here, we could have responded really quickly to potential changes in openings and types of jobs that may only require, you know, 60 days of training. And lastly, accessible. Whenever an industry moves out, we need a community college here that people can get into quickly to be able to transfer careers, or young people. We need, if they don't have, you know, hope of getting directly into a four-year institution, or perhaps they could be successful with a certification program or a training program rather than a four-year degree. So we want to make sure that it's accessible to people in our area.
One of the advantages you've talked about in the past is that all the money would stay locally. In other words, if I have a community college that's set up locally that's a satellite of a college elsewhere, we pay mm-hmm. tuition and it goes to Wilkes-Barre or wherever. But if you have a local community college, the administration is here, the teachers are here, the classrooms are here, the remote learning is taking place here, that's an advantage, that the money stays in our region?
Oh, 110%. That's a huge piece of the puzzle, including the fact that we are already supporting the existing 15 existing colleges in Pennsylvania. So there are community colleges in Pennsylvania, but they're located around more metropolitan areas, which is why we're pulling like four counties together to support the single community college. We're already supporting that with our taxes, but our taxes are going out to those other areas. The students have to leave our area. They're not able to stay here in our area, support their families. Instead, they're trying to commute an hour and a half each direction. That's like $1,800 per semester they're paying just in transportation costs. So all that money is outflowing. And then there's the risk that because they're going to school outside our area, that they're going to stay in that area and not come back to our region and get a job here.
How did we get to a point where some fine local leaders aren't really on the same page here? I mean, we have people like you on the board of the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project, Lynn Fiedler, I know, a great educator around here, Bob Zimmerman and John Shipman. But then you have another group of individuals, I'm not going to name them, but they, you know, when you say, hey, local community college, they're like, meh, you know. How do we end up where we're not on the same page with some of our great community leaders around here?
I think some of them, I mean, they want to, not to put them down, but they want to press the easy button, you know, like what's the easiest way we can get a little bit of education here? And that just shows like they're not seeing this missing puzzle piece that we have. The community, the two-year institutions that we have here, there are a number of two-year institutions, training for technical programs and such, but they're pretty darn expensive, some of them. In addition, you know, we might have a little bit of access to a community college, but to gain a full degree, people have to travel of an hour each direction, potentially to complete the degree. A couple of them have said it's a utopian ideal, and I think that's a shame to say, because there are other community colleges out there. There was one just approved this last year in Erie County, and 33% of all college students are community college students. So I think it's just not a lack of recognition in our area how critical community colleges are to economic growth, just because maybe there's a lack of familiarity with them.
Tell me about this study you recently unveiled. I don't have the official name in front of me, but really long-term study that really depicts tremendous opportunities economically if a local community college is thriving here.
Yeah, so we contracted with Economic Modeling Specialists International, and they are a company which does this kind of modeling across, obviously, internationally, and they did a specific study for our four-county region. The investment that we plan to make in a community college, what that would bring back to our region. So according to them, and they say that we actually, our numbers were extremely conservative, our payback would be, of our capital expenses would be paid back within 3 years, and our investment would only be $1.14 per household per month, and that comes out to just under $14 a year, so less than a cup of coffee a month. And the return on that investment over the first 10 years is $78.5 million. So it would be like if, you know, over 10 years, one household gave $140, and then there, and we gained over $9,000 in economic development for that $140.
All right, so there's you can really talk about that in terms of a significant economic return. I'll give you a closing remark. Anything to add here? Of course, time is always our enemy when it comes to talking about this great project, but we'll give you an additional remark.
Please check out our website. If anybody's unfamiliar with the project, reach out to a board member. You can find the petition at newcommunitycollege.com/petition. Like our Facebook page, speak with your county commissioners. They are the ones who control whether this happens or not. So please speak to them and let them know that you support it. We have the opportunity to create a legacy in our valley that will impact generations far into the future. So please get on board and speak up about how much you want this project and we can make it happen.
All right. I did say it was the last word, but you were succinct there, so that gives me a real quick follow-up. These county commissioners locally, they are the linchpin to this so that they can get on board, provide some funding, and then give their endorsement to it?
Yes. Yep. They would make a resolution, each county, if they would make a resolution to support the project and the commitment of funds, that $1.14 per household, we would be able to launch. We have a university partner in the wings, hopefully making a commitment here in the first quarter. And so we are just so excited. We're ready to hit the ground running. We need them to, give us the go ahead.
Got to get the rest of the folks on board. All right. Well, super. Well, Megan, thanks for all you're doing. Very active around here, and the whole valley is a better place because of your efforts. So thank you for that. Thanks for your work with the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project, your president to the board. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you very much. Take care, Mark.
That is Megan Beck, Sunbury businesswoman, active community volunteer around here, and president of that board of the SVCEP, newcommunitycollege.com. Yeah, their website, if you want to find out, lots and lots of more information is posted there.